Bonjour, I'm Daryl Northbird, and welcome to the Ojibwe Way of Life Show. We're going to be taking you through 52 weeks of different subjects regarding the Ojibwe people. We're going to be talking about their lives, food, social habits, language, amongst other things. The Ojibwes are 100,000 strong here in the United States, roughly 75,000 more in Canada. We are the third largest tribe in the United States, Cherokees and Navajos being the first. So welcome, put your ears on, and we're going to be going through some good things here. So stay tuned, and thank you for joining us. I'm Daryl Northbird, and this is the Ojibwe Way of Life. Miigwech. Welcome back to the Ojibwe Way of Life. Today, we're going to talk about bows. Bows and arrows, yeah. You know, we also, as Ojibwe people, we always have a story about things for learning purposes, because we can't just go out and make something without having a story to it. Those stories are also teach us about our way of life, and which is the Ojibwe way of life, the name of the story, hence. But, you know, we go out and we learn these things, and there's always a story to them. Sometimes there's a teaching with that story, and this one is kind of like the same thing as that. So, anyway, at least when I was younger, you know, I was making all these little bows and stuff, you know, and I thought I was all cool. And little did I know that I didn't even have the right tree to make a bow. So the bows are very, very flimsy. They had no power. They had no snapback and all those good things. And then so one of my teachers came along and he kind of laughed at me, and he said, yeah, he said, what kind of bow is that? And I told him, you know, got it from a pine tree, and then he asked me where I got it, you know, and then I went in and showed him, and it was just a tree that was laying down, so I cut part of it out and shaped it into a bow and thought I was really doing something cool. You know, I guess I was, you know, because that's the first part of the story. So he sat down, and there was a tree there, and he sat down on the tree, and, you know, and he had some water, and then he had a couple sandwiches there, and then he reached out and he offered the one sandwich to me, and so I went ahead and took it, and he starts to say to me, do you think that the tree that you went ahead and got that from, and this tree was kind of like out in a field, and I, do you think that the tree that you got this from was a good tree to get your bow from? And I had to really think about that, you know, because I was kind of like put on the spot. You know how that goes, everyone. You get put on the spot about something, you know, and you really have no knowledge of it, actually, and so you're kind of like fumbling for words and this and that, and you're thinking about what you've done. And then I realized, you know, I think he's teaching me something. So then it didn't seem like it was so odd to go ahead and explain what I had done. So I said, well, yeah, you know, the tree where I got this from is out in the field, and it fell down, or it came down, and, you know, it must have had all of this good sunlight and a lot of water and no competition for anything around it, so it grew big and it grew really strong. And he said, do you think it grew fast? And I said, yeah, it probably grew fast too, you know. And he said, do you think that tree was looking around at all the other trees and kind of like laughing that it had all the sun and all the water and everything? And I said, oh, I don't know about all that. I said, but You know, I do believe that it did get what it needed and wanted, and had everything it needed to grow fast and grow big and grow strong. And he said, "Oh, strong. Oh. Well, what about those trees over there? Do you think that they're strong?" He said, that one that's kind of like in the forest." And we walked over there, eating our sandwiches and drinking water. And it was really hot out that day, I remember that. So I was kind of glad to go towards where there was lots of shade. So we got to where the shade was, and he went back and he showed me another tree. And he said, "Do you think this tree here is stronger than that tree out there? Or do you think that that tree that's laying out there in the middle of the field is stronger than this one that's out under here in the shade and kind of, you know, fighting to get light and has lots of competition for water and all those things?" And I really had to think about it again. So I said, "The one that's out there in the field is bigger and stronger because it got everything it needed." And, you know, and he said, "Well, okay." He said, "Which one do you think is struggling?" Right away, I didn't even hesitate. I looked at the tree that was in front of us. It had no shade, or it had no sunlight hardly, and it had lots of competition for water. And I said, "This one is struggling." He said, "Do you know anything about concentric rings?" No. He said, "All right." He said, "I'm going to teach you about concentric rings." And he said, "The ones in this tree are closer because it struggled. It struggled hard." He said, "And they're closer together, the concentric rings." He said, if we cut it in half and we looked at the rings, he said, "There's little rings that tell you about the seasons and stuff and how hard the tree struggled and all those good things. But each tree is a growing season. The dark rings is a year." And so he said, "Well, let's go on out there, you know." And then it was, you could pretty well see the concentric rings in the tree where it broke off there. And they were kind of like far apart. And then he said, "Those ones over there would be closer together." He said, "What makes a tree strong is if the concentric rings are closer together. That's what makes a strong tree." And I said, "Oh." He said, "So if you get a tree that's struggling," he said, "that would make the stronger bow." And, you know, we think about that, and we think about our lives and the struggles that we have. What makes us stronger in when we come through those concentric rings of life, that's what makes us stronger. You know, we all wish for an easy life sometimes, you know. But as Bruce Lee once said, he said, "Don't wish for an easy life, wish for pray for the strength to get through a stronger life." And I always thought that was a great saying. Anyway, thanks for joining us today and talking about bows. And we'll see you all again here next week. Aha, miigwech for listening to me. Miigwech for tuning on in. This is John Lartbear. This was the Ojibwe Way of Life. I hope you enjoyed our subject today, and we'll be back in next week. So stay tuned. Come on back. We'll see you again next week. Thank you. Meet you.